We're
Thank
good.
you. Thank you very much, Darcy. I'd like to call this Planning Commission meeting to order. It is Monday, May 23rd, 2022, and it is 6:30 p.m. We will start by having a roll call. Would you handle that for me, Darcy, please?
Commissioner Moss?
Here.
Commissioner Lopes?
Here.
Commissioner Pack?
Here.
Commissioner Murphy?
Present.
Commissioner Pasco?
Present.
Commissioner Wilson?
Present.
Commissioner Peterson is absent. And Commissioner Schrodel? He's not currently present. Commissioner Stevens?
Here. Wonderful. Thank you very, very much, Darcy. And we have three attendees. So would you please be kind enough to introduce yourselves?
I'm Steve Williams. I'm a principal transportation planner with DTD, and I'll be making a presentation to you later on the Damascus Mobility Plan.
Great. Thanks, Stephen.
Hi, everyone. Good evening. My name is Evan Polk, and I'm the Sustainability and Solid Waste Manager at the county, and we are also part of Transportation and Development.
Wonderful. Thank you.
And Ellen Roglin, I assume that's who you meant.
Yes.
And Community Relations Specialist, and I work with Steve on the Damascus Plan and with Evan on the Climate Plan, so here I am.
Jennifer?
Jennifer Hughes, I'm the County Planning Director.
And Karen?
Yeah, and hi, I'm Karen Burek. I'm the Long Range Planning Manager. And I did also want to note that, Steve is part of my Long Range Planning team. And I do know that at least two of the attendees are a part of the consulting team that has worked on the project that he'll be speaking to later this afternoon or evening.
Great, Karen, thank you very much. All right, before we begin our study sessions, I see that we do have three attendees, but just in case if there is anyone out there that would like to bring up an agenda item or a question, a comment that's not on the agenda itself, please feel free to do that. And you can do that by clicking the raise hand button. Okay, I think we'll move along, but if something pressing comes up, please feel free to raise your hand. All right, our first item on our agenda is election of officers. And I would like to say, I think I'm the first chair that served 2 years, never in person. And it's been absolutely an amazing experience to do this virtually. So that being said, I'd like to make a motion, which I never get to do. I'd like to make a motion to elect Gerald Murphy as our new chair and also Carrie Pack as our vice chair. And I would need a second.
I'll second that, Chair Stevens.
Great. Thanks, Kevin. Any discussion? Wonderful. If you would use your raise hand feature, if you are in favor of this motion, please do that now. I do believe we have a unanimous vote. Wonderful. All right.
Unanimous.
Great. Darcy, thank you so much. Okay. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Carrie. There was a little pump priming there. All right. So now, does Murphy take over or do I finish the meeting?
I don't think we need to be super formal. If you want to continue and we can start him off with a brand new agenda next time, that's fine. But there's no hearings or anything tonight. So whatever you prefer.
Okay. Doesn't matter.
Whoa. Before you go on, Tammy, you just skipped over all the discussion. And I just want to say thank you very much. This was not an easy couple of years. And I appreciate all that you've done and all the energy and enthusiasm you brought here. So thank you.
You were a hard act to follow, Brian. Thank you very, very much. Yeah. It actually was not as scary as I thought it would be. And I enjoyed it a lot. There were a lot of experiences I didn't expect to have. So that was awesome. But thank you so much, Brian. Jennifer?
I just want to echo that. And from the staff perspective, what a joy it's been. And I do have to especially say that you have a very nice way with the public. And the way that you recognize people from the audience and interact with them and really genuinely thank them for their participation, that that has been just really a joy to watch. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Listen to it both.
Thank you. I hope Murph values our citizens. Oh, and Murph has his hand up.
Yes, and I feel blessed to have you and to have Brian as leaders while I've been part of this commission. Both of you have shown skills that have just been phenomenal compared to other councils or anything that I've visited. No, and I really thank you. And again, staff, you are remarkable with making sure that we're prepared. I am just overwhelmed. Thank you so much. Thank you. Yes. For the position too. Thank you very much.
I definitely want to echo that. It was easy and fun, and that's because staff is amazing. I never felt I wasn't prepared. So yay. Thank you, Murphy. Thanks, Brian. Okay, let's launch it. The next item, well, our first one is the Climate Action Plan. I'm so excited to hear this. So got my PowerPoint ready to go. And I believe, is it Evan is going to be presenting, or will there be several of you?
Yes, I will be providing the presentation for the most part. But Ellen, as a close collaborator, I hope you feel willing, of course, to jump in as you feel the need.
Thanks, Evan.
Yeah. Can everyone see the screen share that I've got going now?
Yes.
Okay. See some head nods. Great. Well, thank you again for having us here today. Again, my name is Evan Polk, and I am the Sustainability and Solid Waste Manager at Clackamas County. And I'm here today to share a broad overview of the Climate Action Plan, which I might refer to as a CAP project, CAP, going forward, that Clackamas County is developing for our community, and also to have a chance to hear your questions and dialogue a little bit about it. Here is the proposed agenda for our presentation. We want to start with the county's specific goal for the Climate Action Plan and dive into why we're doing it. We'll talk a little bit about the process and the timeline for developing the plan, then turn our attention to some of the specific data around our contribution to climate change, and then finally look at the categories of action that the plan is exploring and talk about kind of next steps. Ways you can be involved in the plan beyond today's conversation. The county's adopted goal is to have a CAP adopted by 2023 that includes specific recommendations to reach the goal of being carbon neutral by 2050. And this goal was adopted by our Board of County Commissioners as part of Performance Clackamas, which is the term they use for our strategic plan. Now, working kind of backwards through the statement, starting with the end first, the plan is going to aim for the community for us to have actions, concrete actions that will allow us to reach the goal of being carbon neutral by 2050. What does that mean? It means we will essentially no longer be contributing to the buildup of greenhouse gases in our atmosphere. 2050 is a target date that's rooted in scientific consensus as the date by which we really do need to be at carbon neutral to avoid the worst impacts of climate change. Climate change is already with us. It's causing significant impacts, significant costs. And so we've got to get on track soon and eliminate our contributions no later than 2050.
Hey, so, Evan, just yes. real quick question. In reading the goal, did you consider replacing the word recommendations with requirements? Or is that seriously just not allowed? Or, I mean, it just seems requirements would give a little more punch to, we are going to do this, not we're going to think about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, no consideration has been given to using the word requirements as of yet. And because this is a plan that our board will adopt and own, only they would be able to put in place requirements. And those requirements would be limited to things that the county actually has authority to do. And as you'll see in the conversation coming up, there are some things that need to happen around climate action that we actually don't have the authority to address ourselves. And so we will have to partner or advocate for solutions. And so right now we're sticking with the word recommendations. It's also possible that some policies could emerge from the climate action plan that could themselves entail requirements. But as a whole, the climate action plan is not a requirement.
I need to interfere. We're being scammed. I think maybe we need to shut this down and get a new email, get a new Zoom link.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not sure. I'll try. That's fine. But I need to figure out how to set that up and get it out to everybody. So it's going to take a few minutes.